WTAW News Time is 6 after 6, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. The largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Another large hotel chain wants to build in College Station.
Tonight's city council agenda includes a rezoning request for Embassy Suites to build on the north side of University, east of Texas, between Jane and Eisenhower. Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously endorsed the request to build a 162-room hotel and a two-story parking garage. The president of the Houston Development Company proposing the project, Ted Ent, explained the process of locating the hotel's 95-foot tower.
When we looked at sight lines going out of the windows, we wanted to make sure that our guests, of course, had sight lines going out into a sort of a horizontal standpoint. And also, we didn't want to look directly down. So, in other words, if we put the tower directly on Jane or directly on Eisenhower, we'd be looking directly down on things. And we didn't think that was appropriate either.
A second zoning change request comes from property owners in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods. P&Z supports stopping new college student housing from being built in the McCulloch subdivision, which is bordered by Holloman, Welsh, Oney Hervey, and Nevada. The council has also been asked to approve another zoning change recommended by P&Z, allowing the owners of the Crestview Retirement Community in Bryan to build next to Christ United Methodist Church off Highway 6. $75 million project features 135 units from independent living to memory support. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council spends more than 20 minutes and takes 3 votes to decide what's been in the past has been a routine appointment of board members overseeing BTU operations. The reappointment of Bentley Nettles and Ben Hardiman was approved by 5 councilmen. Rafael Pena did not issue a vote, which came after failing to delay action, then trying to consider separate motions for each candidate.
I'm just an elected official, but I do retain that right and that authority to not approve their recommendation and to ask them to have another candidate.
Pena wanted time to review all qualified applicants, something Chuck Condorla said he already did.
I stand by those experts that are on the BTU board, both experts in energy or legal or electrical or whatever it is that put them on the board, their expertise, and I stand by their recommendation of these two men, and I appreciate the service of everyone on that board.
Al Sines also voted against the reappointments. This week's Bryan City Council meeting was the first time there was a public reference to extending University Drive across FM 158, but it's not a new idea, according to Mayor Jason Byinski.
In the old days, it was called the Copperfield Loop that looped around Copperfield Subdivision to 1179 all the way to Old Reliance and then to Highway 21 and continuing. I think in the future, you're going to see a loop around Bryan College Station. Mm-hmm. This would be a continuation from University Drive.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Byinski says there are developers interested in building homes and retail businesses. The council is considering in the city's capital improvement plan spending $4 million on the first phase, starting as soon as 2 years from now. Bryan police responded in force to a 911 call yesterday morning of a home invasion burglary. Sergeant Ryan Bona says this was on Old College between College Main and Welburn Road.
Some residents were inside of their house and they thought they heard a noise of someone trying to break in. They called us on 911, and as the gentleman was actually entering their residence, we actually saw the suspect fleeing out of the residence.
2 hours after the 911 call, officers found 33-year-old Christopher Breedlove of Bryan hiding under a carport on Woodson Drive. He was arrested for residential burglary with the intent to commit theft and evading arrest. The occupants in the home were not hurt. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 72 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Where's where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Pretty nice out there this morning. It's 6:11. Here's the weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Hot weather continues across the region, unabated into the weekend. Again, we could use some rainfall. It's not in the forecast due to high pressure to the north. Sunshine in 95 to 100 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 65 to 70. We're sunny and hot again tomorrow, 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night, clear with lows around 70 degrees. Looking ahead to Saturday, sunny and hot. Highs range from 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. Day 15 of A&M football fall camp. We'll cover that for you as the just nine days now to the kickoff of the season. Johnny Manziel's got some elbow problems in Cleveland, and MLB action heating up as we get closer and closer to the playoffs. Also have a Little League update for you with Pearland. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
All right, so Chelsea, what's our temp here?
72 is what I last looked at. Very, very nice.
Yeah, it is. I just, again, this is passable. You know, we can do this. If it cools down at night, it doesn't get quite as hot during the day. And I guess the big deal is that we haven't had the wind, because the wind dries things out, too. And so anyhow, it is. It's pretty... Go do the show out on the balcony this
week. Ooh, with a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah,
and
I like that idea.
Back in the day,
we used to do occasionally do remotes for the morning show.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, exactly. Mary Mike and I remember we did that at a bed and breakfast in Navasota one time.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, you know, on a day like today when it's kind of cool, that was
okay, right. I'm here till Monday.
All right.
Let's make it happen.
We could go ahead and just book that,
Let's
huh?
go, yep. guys.
Yeah, they could do it. All right, let me see. Picking up on something. We didn't do the world's strongest beer yesterday, so we got to pick up on that. I found the world's strongest beer, apparently. Then also YouTube teaching us things that may actually will enhance your future. Can you imagine actually learning something
on the internet
that would work? Double-barreled baby names are on the rise, and we apparently have some wacky but true classified ads.
Double-barrel baby names?
Yeah, we'll get there. We have shower thoughts. We have shower thoughts
hey!
Today.
Yeah,
hey,
that's kind of fun. And then also... apparently, Tinder, that's a dating site on
yes.
Is that right?
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah, okay. Tinder has...
sort of. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
Tinder has listed the colleges in U.S. America that have the best-looking guys and the best-looking girls. So
we'll
give you at least a few of those and see where the Southeast Conference racks up. All that, but yet we'll begin our day with a lady making the most of her job opportunities in San Antonio, Kimberly Correo. She's age 28, arrested after a fellow employee said that he saw her selling sausage at a nearby gas station. Well, what would be wrong with that, except she works for a sausage factory.
Yeah.
She's taking the stuff. She's taking the product from the production line, going down the street, selling it.
As her own.
According to her arrest warrant, she was an employee at the company. When the boss found out what he was doing, he pretty much fired her. As the Kielbasa, kind of like kielbasa, but Kielbasa Provision Company. And not wanting to be judgmental from the booking photograph.
But
she could hide a ring or two.
Ooh.
Oh, just saying, you know. Yeah, just saying.
Never trust a skinny chef.
Info.
Mission.
Good point. Yeah, she's a big girl. Anyway, there you go. Yeah. Guess she won't be getting that Christmas bonus either.
Took a train, a plane, a bus.
So
Wait, you think they were able to link her to the crime?
I was going to go with links in the cuffs.
Okay, that's okay. Too. Yeah, they are. Right.
You guys.
Thank you.
Join March of Dimes to shop for a cause. August 29th at Macy's, donate $5 and get a shopping pass to use in-store and online all day long.
Save 30% on select brands, 25% on designer apparel, and 10% on electronics and more.
Best of all, 100% of your donation goes to March of Dimes to help fight premature birth, which affects 1 out of 10 babies and is the number one cause of death in children under 5.
Shop for a cause at Macy's August 29th with March of Dimes.
That's Saturday, August 29th at Macy's in the Post Oak Mall.
There you go, 6:16. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're just going to celebrate the fact that it's, you know, 71, 72 degrees out there. Just okay, enjoy it. It's day 239. It's Thursday, August the 27th. That means there's 126 of them to go. Today is Global Forgiveness Day. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means...
I forgive you for that.
...the globe, or we're just forgiving other people. Yeah, I'm not... Oh, no. It's
maybe it's just forgiveness general.
Just general. It's Kiss Me Day. You probably need to ask permission.
Yeah.
And Just Because Day. Now, maybe you link those two together. I don't
I'm
know.
Kissing you just because.
Just because. Yeah,
you see how that works out for you anyway. It's birthdays. First off, happy birthday to my wife. And she's younger than I am. So there you go.
Nerd. Golf clap.
Birthdays.
Alex Vega is 27 years old from the Spy Kid movies. Aaron Paul is 36 from Breaking Bad. Sarah Clark is 39 from Roseanne and Scrubs. The Great Khali.
Huh?
He's a wrestler, but he's been in a bunch of movies.
Oh, okay.
He was in the remake Adam Sandler did of The Longest Yard, okay. A bunch of other stuff. He's 43. Chandra Wilson is 46 from Grey's Anatomy. Cesar Millan, the dog dude, is 46. Downtown Julie Brown, 52, former MTV VJ, laying comfortably under that rock of obscurity.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Lifeson is 62. He's the guitarist in Rush. Pee-wee Herman, Paul Rubin, 63. Jeff Cook from Alabama, 66. Sergeant Slaughter. 67 years old. He's another wrestler.
A wrestler, dude. Second one. Cobra Clutch, right?
The fact that you know that is about the funniest thing ever today.
It's written right here. I just said it like I knew it. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Barbara Buck is 68, the wife of Ringo Starr.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday Weld is 72.
Oh, my.
And Daryl Dragon, the captain of Captain and Tennille, 73 years old.
All right, there you go. It's 6:18.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so as the debate over the 14th Amendment and birthright citizenship continues, the Center for Immigration Studies, get this, they've released shocking information about the state of our broken immigration system. Get this, between 350,000 and 400,000 children are born annually to an illegal alien mother residing in the U.S. Well, that equates to nearly 1 in 10 births across the country. Now, the Center of Immigration Studies has found that in 2009, a whopping 71% of all illegal alien households with children received some sort of government welfare, compared with 39% of households consisting of native-born Americans with children. So with the CBO reporting, our debt will reach an unsustainable level by 2018. Maybe it's time for America to get serious about illegal immigration.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
All across Texas and beyond, people are buying from Tom Light Chevrolet. Why? because we constantly challenge ourselves to give you unrivaled savings. With the most competitive internet pricing available, there's no need to drive all over the map for the best closeout deals of the year. Tom White Chevrolet has the largest selection of Silverados, Cruises, Corvettes, and Camaros in the Brazos Valley. You want more for your trade? Come in and get a free cash offer on your old car with no obligation to buy. Tom White Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Feel free to walk away with cash or use it as a down payment on your new Chevy. Because we know that when you see these amazing closeout prices, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. That's why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Come and see our team at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. 10 of the world's biggest automakers are being sued by consumers who claim the companies concealed the risks of carbon monoxide poisoning in more than 5 million vehicles equipped with keyless ignitions, leading to 13 deaths. According to the complaint filed in Los Angeles federal court, drivers have left their vehicles running after taking their electronic key fobs with them under the mistaken belief that the engines will cut off. Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne told thousands of dealers this week the automaker can survive as a standalone even after a public campaign to find a potential partner. Marchionne says he isn't under pressure to merge with another car company and that the company can finance a competent product portfolio on its own. Perhaps things are starting to turn around on Wall Street with futures indicating a sharp jump at the open after stocks surged yesterday. The Dow Industrials jumped 619 or 4%, the biggest single day gain for stocks in 4 years. And that's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Normandy Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normandytractor.com. Normandy Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corp. I'm going to have to resist blurting out, but I assure you it will take all the discipline that is within me. 23-year-old Ashley Huff from Gainesville, Florida, was driving on July the 2nd when the cops pulled her over and spotted a spoon in her car covered in a, quote, suspicious residue. Now, they assumed it was from drugs, probably meth, and arrested her. She swore it wasn't meth, but spent more than a month in jail until the crime lab came back with an analysis of the substance on the spoon. You guessed it. It was SpaghettiOs. Ashley says she told the cops it was SpaghettiOs back when they arrested her, but they didn't believe her. They also say that she had sores on her that looked like that of a meth addict's and a pipe in the car. But after the test proved it was just a spoonful of
SpaghettiOs,
Ashley was released. And now she is planning on suing the police and the DA's office for malicious prosecution and unlawful arrest.
SpaghettiOs.
And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Court. To find out more, go to gun-core.com. Again, that's gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Court, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 627. Our weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Nice again this morning. We'll continue to have that pattern all the way through the weekend, it looks like. Warms up during the day, though, as we know. High temperature today, about 96 or so, and we'll continue that pattern through the weekend as well. Low temperatures at night, though, cooling down. 67 again tonight, and then about 70 or so on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday night as well. Currently, we've got winds that are calm. Relative humidity is 84%. We've cooled down another degree. We're at 72.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
Kids today really need to learn how to figure things out for themselves, which means mommy and daddy have to stop doing it for them. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Overparenting is a real problem today. What is it?
Overscheduling, overinstructing, overprotecting, and it's wreaking havoc on children's motivation and also their mental health in terms of anxiety, depression, rising rates of addiction.
Psychiatrist Dr. Shimmy Kang, author of the book The Self-Motivated Kid, believes kids need more free, unstructured play.
The average child has lost 8 hours of play a week, and that's, I think, a conservative stat. It's through play that children explore their worlds and discover their interests and passions. And parents can then get a lot of insight into the nature of their child that they can go on and nurture.
Dr. Kang says it's important for parents to understand what skills their children will need when they grow up.
The science of success tells us that the key 21st century skills are creativity, collaboration, communication, and critical thinking. If they just step back and look at those skills, you'll realize that they cannot flourish. Creativity and communication, collaboration, critical thinking cannot flourish in an environment where you're being pushed, hovered, micromanaged.
Instead, kids need to be left to figure things out for themselves without mommy and daddy doing it for them all the time.
It's just dial it back a little bit. There's nothing wrong with protecting your child. There's nothing wrong with rushing to them if they fall down. But remember that life is about balance.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Property owners in one of College Station's oldest neighborhoods is asking the city council to approve a ban on building large homes meant for college student rentals.
The Planning and Zoning Commission supports the restriction sought by residents in the McCulloch subdivision, which is south of the Lincoln Recreation Center. There are 139 single-family homes in the area bordered by Holloman, Welsh, Oney, Hervey, and Nevada. All but 10 of the homes are one-story. 8 of those 10 are two-story that have recently been built. More than half the property owners want new construction to be limited to one-story single-family homes. For the second consecutive meeting, the College Station City Council is considering a proposed retirement community along Highway 6 next to Christ United Methodist Church. The owner of the Crestview campus in Bryan, Methodist Retirement Communities, has the endorsement of the Planning and Zoning Commission. A zoning change is required to turn 12 acres into a $75 million campus of 80 independent living, 30 assisted living, and 25 memory support units. MRC President Ron Jeanette addressed concerns of one parking space per bedroom and whether that'll be enough.
There'll be some single people living there for certain. Some of the couples will be down to one car. These units we're currently looking at between 1,000 and 1,500 square feet, and those are larger, actually, than what's at Crestview and Bryan.
Jeanette says College Station will be MRC's 11th location. A third proposed zoning change before the council that has the P&Z's blessing would bring Embassy Suites to town. The 162-room hotel with a two-story parking garage would be located on University, east of Texas, between Jane and Eisenhower. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council is looking at adding to its growing list of capital improvement projects the first phase of extending University Drive east of FM 158. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Mayor Jason Bienski says the idea has been around for years to create a loop from that intersection through the Copperfield subdivision past FM 1179 and eventually to Old Reliance Road and Highway 21.
We have a lot of developable land that's either landlocked or you can't access, or the very, very little frontage that we can't get to without a loop. So I think if we put in the loop, which again the council is very supportive of, that will definitely help with some of these new projects we're looking at. We've got several subdivisions and commercial developments that would like to be out there.
City staff has proposed spending $4 million, some as soon as 2 years from now, towards the project. What has been in the past the routine appointment of members to the board in charge of Bryan's electric utility took the city council 3 divided votes at this week's meeting. Art Hughes, who represents the council on the BTU board, voted for reappointing Ben Hardeman and Bentley Nettles.
We're very fortunate to have board members like that, and I don't have any problem at all voting to reappoint them.
Al Sines voted no after saying he wanted the BTU board to have a broader perspective of ideas, input, and concerns.
Maybe reflect a broader segment of the community as opposed to just the narrow view of individuals who historically or habitually have been appointed to that board tend to reflect a certain belief.
Mayor Jason Bienski addressed the board members who were in the audience.
And I appreciate, Mr. Hardman, your willingness to serve on this committee. Colonel Nettles, your willingness to serve on this committee, and I will be voting to support these two gentlemen for reappointment to the BTU board.
The reappointments were made in one motion. An attempt to consider them individually and a motion to delay action both failed. The state comptroller is seeking an opinion from the attorney general on how to proceed after officials questioned the constitutionality of $233 million in line item budget vetoes made by Governor Abbott. Last month, the nonpartisan legislative budget board called the vetoes unprecedented. Abbott's office responded by sharply criticizing the board. 240,000 low-income Texans will be affected by the state reducing what is paid to Medicaid providers of therapy services. That's after the State Health and Human Services Commission told a judge yesterday they will reconsider the lower rates. After a court hearing, the agency said the cuts will still be implemented, though it won't happen next week as originally planned. Occupants of a Bryan home called 911 yesterday morning when they heard someone trying to get inside.
Not only did they call 911, but they stayed on the phone and gave us continuing updates until we arrived on scene. Obviously, we always recommend that people call 911 if there is an emergency and stay on the line as much as possible until they're told to disconnect.
Sergeant Ryan Bona says officers saw the would-be burglar leave the residence on Old College between College Main and Welburn Road.
We had a very heavy police response with that due to the type of call, being it was a home invasion. Everybody that was available went. We had at least one canine in the area helping with the search, and we were able to locate him hiding under a carport in that 500 block of Woodson.
33-year-old Christopher Breedlove of Bryan was found 2 hours after the 911 call and was arrested for residential burglary with intent to commit theft and evading arrest. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 72 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan, in front of the new Walmart, and in College Station, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude. They can be deadly. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Hey, it's 6:39. Good morning. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by, see them for yourself. That's Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure to the north, controlling the weather right into the weekend. The heat continues. There are really no chances for precipitation. The high is suppressing any moisture well to the south. Sunshine in 95 to 100. Clear tonight, 65 to 70. Sunny tomorrow, 95 to 100. Looks great for high school football games tomorrow night. Skies will be clear. It'll be warm. In fact, tomorrow night will fall back only to 70. Then sunny Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But we're so talented in the backfield that, those guys are going to find the holes, you know.
That's Joe Cheeks from practice yesterday. He's an offensive lineman, and A&M is kind of adjusted their offense a little bit towards the run game. We'll hear more from the football practices. We've also got more on Major League Baseball and stuff coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
Yeah, Rob needs to understand 70 for high school football is okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's sometimes we're doing more than that. So that's a good thing. We'll work forward for that.
I remember the first varsity football game I ever played in, I lost 8 pounds.
Yeah, it can be warm sometimes. Anyway, we'll see. The White House quick to react to yesterday's murder of the female reporter and her cameraman. situation is becoming all too common, they say, in communities large and small across the United States. Josh Earnest insisted there are common sense steps that Congress can take. The president decides that he wants to weigh in on this, okay?
Okay.
This is what the president said. Breaks my heart every time you read or hear about these kinds of incidents. What we know is that the number of people who die from gun-related incidents around the country dwarfs any deaths that happen through terrorism. He actually said the word terrorism. Imagine that. You know, Mr. President, if you have a loved one who died through terrorism, they don't really want to hear you say that.
Nope.
Because a loss is a loss, and it doesn't matter how it happens. So quit trying to equate the gun issue in America to terrorism.
Yeah.
That's, again, very, very opportunistic, shall we say, of him. I'll try to be
never
nice
let
about
a
that.
Good crisis go to waste.
That's right. Don't want to be doing. Don't want to be doing that. So this morning, big story about all the political pollsters just can't figure this Donald Trump thing out. You know, they make money by being able to predict who's going to win. They make a lot of money, in fact, trying to figure out exactly who's going to win. And doggone it, this Trump guy just keeps getting big numbers. And they don't know what to say. The shock has come in quick succession with Mr. Trump first rocketing to the top of the national polls, taking double-digit leads in the early states. And then, in another act of political magic, he managed to flip his favorability rating from negative to positive in one poll in the span of a month. Well, guess what? People like to hear him talk that way. If you've seen Frank Luntz, he's on Fox News. He's the guy who sits down and has the focus group with like 25 people and a long microphone, and he just lets each one of them talk.
Mm-hmm.
First time, he said, I was going to dismiss Trump. There wasn't going to be anything to him, declaring after the first presidential debate that his campaign was doomed. But after the focus group Monday evening, where Trump supporters showed an unflappable allegiance, he says, this is real. He says, I have trouble processing this. But he tells Time magazine, I want to put the Republican leadership behind this mirror and let them see this. They need to wake up. They don't realize how the grassroots have abandoned them. Yeah, see, people like the way that he talks. This is not a policy paper. He said, the next step for the Tea Party, someone can tap into the sentiment that people have all about the frustration and turn it into what we're going to do to, listen to this, make America great again.
Dope.
Who do I know who's going around wearing a baseball cap that says that very thing? So, we'll see. Next round of surveys on the Republican race will go a long way toward showing whether Trump has any staying power. Experts note that the last presidential nominating season was full of booms and busts with Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and others. So we'll see how that happens. But it's, and while we're talking about that, the Quinnipiac University poll, that's pretty well known. They've been doing this for a long time. So they go out and they look, and Trump got 28%, and Ben Carson has 12%, and 7% for Bush and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Among the Democrats, the Hillster has 45%. Now, the poll asked kind of an interesting question. They said, I'm going to say the candidate's name, and you give me a one-word response.
Ooh, this ought to be good.
Yeah. Okay. When they said Clinton, the number one response was liar. Okay. Which is, you know, probably not what you want for your candidate.
No.
It's probably not a good thing.
No.
When they said Trump, the word was arrogant. Okay.
Okay.
Got that?
I'd agree with that wholeheartedly.
Sure. When they said Bush, the word was Bush.
Bush.
I'm guessing they're not referring to the beer.
No. I think, yeah, and that was going to be hard to overcome.
Yeah.
That would, I mean, I'm not going to say that you can't overcome liar, you can't overcome arrogant, but you can't overcome your name. I mean, I'm sorry, I know you want to say I'm my own man, because that's what he's tried to say from day one, but at the end of the day,
you're still a Bush.
That's exactly right, and I don't know that there's anything that you'll be able to do about that. There's, and more and more people, now Joe Biden is not saying it, but more and more people trying to say that Joe's going to get pushed into here. And
That's, he's running for president.
Well, you think so?
Yeah, I do.
All right, okay. Well, you know, what they have said is that that he's kind of emotionally banged up, and we've talked about that. It certainly, people would be able to understand completely if he decided he did not want to run. But what that does to the Clinton campaign, I mean, she's got to take care of this email thing, and she hasn't. And she kind of thought maybe just through the impetus of it all, she could roll through now to the nomination. But if he gets into this thing, it'll be a different situation. So we'll see what happens there.
Very curious as to how it's going to play out, though. Because the Obama administration just threw, day before yesterday, threw Hillary under the bus.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they did. You're done.
Hello.
Once again, it's what people don't understand about Trump. Why is arrogance something that you have to overcome?
Yeah, very good. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. He's leading the march to make people feel good about their country again.
Yeah. Well, what's the old adage? It's not arrogance if it's true.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's, again, and obviously a little bit of staying power there. So there's kind of some interesting stuff that's going on over in Austin. Now, we have the long, long time ago, they decided that they were going to bring horse racing into Texas. And so they put together this Texas Horse Racing Commission. You know, we thought that was going to be the great boom. All those people quit going over to Louisiana and New Mexico and come to the horse races in Texas. Yeah, didn't work out so much. In fact, just as an aside, Joe Strauss, the Speaker of the Texas House, his family has a big piece of the racetrack down near San Antonio. But it hasn't worked, and so they've been trying to come up with different reasons for people to go to these racetracks. That's why they have country concerts at Sam Houston Raceway,
if you
drive by there, because they got to get people to come out there. They won't come out there because they don't have good horse racing in Texas. They just don't. You know, the good horses go off to someplace else.
They're in Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly, or Florida or New York or whatever, but not here. And so they've tried to come up with different things, and they decide they're going to put, you know, slot machines or something in there, and that kind of gambling could work. Well, the Texas Racing Commission came up with the idea of having betting on historic races. They would take races from the past, and they would eliminate all the characteristics that would cause you to be able to know what the race was, and then they would run like a videotape of it. It's like betting on a replay.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is. And I think the legislature basically said that. And they're going to defund the Texas Racing Commission. And since you have to have a Racing Commission member, an associate at every racetrack, if there's no commission, there won't be any racing. I mean, horse racing will die in Texas if this goes through. But, I mean, the concept of let's put the Super Bowl out there and cover up the helmets and the numbers, and then you can bet on who wins the game. I mean, how stupid is that?
Catastrophically.
That's what they're trying to do in Texas. It's historic racing. They apparently do it in some other states, but again, just because it's a stupid idea in that state doesn't mean it won't be a stupid idea in Texas. So we'll be watching that.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com.
Offer ends October 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Spring is the time of great reawakening in the garden, but if you don't prepare those plants now in the fall, it's a groggy eye-opening in March. We're going to outline the critical tips to ensure the best possible bloom of your spring flowering shrubs, trees, vines, perennials, and even annuals right after this message. After almost 30 years of being one of America's finest gardening magazines in print, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine has gone completely green, and the response has been fabulous. It's in a passworded part of my website, which means it's available on computers, tablets, and phones. Anywhere you have the internet, you can get to our magazine. You'll find podcasts, video clips, active links to websites and slideshows, all things we can do in digital publishing that we couldn't do in print. And now it's monthly, 12 issues per year instead of 6, $10 per year instead of 24. That's about 83 cents a month. It's ultra timely. We're able to edit it right up to the day that we post it. Same great magazine, same great features, same great authors. Just better. Twice as many issues per year for 40% as much. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now all digital. Please join us. Give it a try. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com for the digital Gardens Magazine. When you're getting your spring flowering plants ready to bloom in the fall, you need to remember that most spring blooming woody plants actually set their flower buds in the fall. That would be for dogwoods and wisteria, for example. You can tell by the end of October and November whether you're going to have a good bud count come springtime. The implication of that fall bud set is that you have to fertilize in the fall, and that may be the case. But you need to have a soil test run periodically. Don't be surprised if the soil test shows that you already have too much of the middle number, phosphorus, which of course is critical in promoting good flower bud set. It may just call for a high nitrogen fertilizer, and that's okay. Keep your spring flowering shrubs well watered all winter long, and trees and vines as well. It's especially important during periods of drought, also when really cold weather is expected. Don't let adverse weather dry out the flower buds. Mulching is also a great help in conserving available soil moisture. Most spring flowering vines are handled in just the same way as their shrubby counterparts. Carolina jessamine, for example, sets the buds in the fall, may actually come into bloom during periods of warm weather in mid-fall or early winter. Climbing roses bloom on woody stems that they produced in the prior growing season, so you must not prune them until after their flush of spring bloom in April and early May. Wisterias have set buds in the fall, as we mentioned, and you must not prune those in the fall. You just keep them moist and hope for the best. Your spring flowering perennial should be dug and divided in the fall. You don't necessarily have to do it every year, but as the plants become crowded, you'll find that they'll grow and bloom better if they have their own spaces. Some of the most likely candidates would include oxalis, violets, evening primrose, iris, daylilies, ajuga, mallows, heliopsis, and others. Some of your naturalized bulbs are probably also needing to be dug and reset, and that needs to be done ASAP. Early September is always best. Jonquils, narcissus, even some of the species types of tulips. You really need to dig and move them in early September. I'd get it done right away if you haven't already. If you're in the market for wildflowers, they should be planted during September into loosely prepared soil away from any kind of turf grass. Turf grass and wildflowers that are maturing their seeds just do not grow well together. There are also a lot of annuals you can plant in the fall for spring color. In fact, you know what? We'll talk about those another time here. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, composting for the common man. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Day 15 of Texas A&M football camp wrapped up yesterday with just 9 days to the start of the season. Senior offensive lineman Joe Cheek spoke with 12man.com about the new emphasis for Texas A&M's run offense.
You know, I get my guy covered up. You know, same thing in the whole unit. We get all our guys covered up. We're so talented in the backfield that, you know, those guys are going to find the holes, you know. You know, and I really think we've done a good job of that this fall camp. You know, those guys have really shined, and, you know, all those guys back there are going to hit the hole hard. And, you know, I'm really excited to see what they can do as well. It's going to be a big game.
Guys, get back to work today. Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel's elbow soreness isn't going away, and the Browns quarterback will likely sit out Saturday's exhibition at Tampa Bay. Manziel didn't throw at practice again after an MRI showed no structural damage. Coach Mike Pettine acknowledged for the first time that the 2012 Heisman Trophy winner has dealt with elbow issues since high school. Texas A&M track and field champ Shamir Little claimed yet another award, a silver medal, in the finals of the 400 hurdles at the IAAF Track and Field Championships in Beijing, China. Little, who will be an A&M junior this upcoming season, continues to add to her impressive collection of medals amid her first two seasons as an Aggie. In 2014, Little won the NCAA, U.S. Junior, and World Championships. This year, she set a world-leading time in winning the SEC, improving her world-leading time to defend her NCAA title, claimed the USATF Track Championship, and won the Pan Am Games. In Texas MLB action,
a 2-2 to Edwin, and there's a drive to left center field. It's deep. It's gone into the Blue Jays bullpen. It's a grand slam for Edwin Encarnacion, and the Blue Jays now lead the Rangers 10-2.
Edwin Encarnacion hit a grand slam to extend his hitting streak to 21 games in Toronto's 12-4 victory over the Texas Rangers. Colby Lewis issued 4 of the team's 11 walks. That's the worst by a Rangers pitching staff yet. Texas manager Jeff Banister said Lewis just didn't have his best stuff.
Colby struggled, seemed to be uncharacteristically flat tonight, not a whole lot, struggled with trying to find a rhythm and trying to make pitches. And really, with what he had and what he was competing with, I felt like he competed very well.
Jays and Rangers get after it again for a matinee. They'll tip things off at 1:05. Rangers have added left-hander Chris Rierich on the waiver claim from San Diego to assign him to AAA Round Rock. Texas also sent catcher Carlos Corporan to AA Frisco for his second rehab assignment since spraining his thumb in July. Evan Gattis did it again.
Gattis drills this deep to right field, going back as Beltran at the wall, and that's gone! Into the second row for Gattis. He homers for a second straight day. Number 21 on the year, and it's 1-0 Astros.
Gattis hit 2 home runs as the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 6-2. The AL West leaders improved to 71-57, and the Stros have already achieved their best record since 2010. Houston has the day off. They're in Minnesota for the Twinkies tomorrow. They'll start that one at 7:10. In Little League action, Lewis, Berry, Pennsylvania, and Japan have advanced to the bracket championship games at the Little League World Series. Lewis, Berry shut out Pearland, Texas 3-0 last night to earn a meeting with either Pearland again or Bonita, California in Saturday's United States championship game. Japan moved on with a 5-4 win over Venezuela. They'll play Venezuela or Mexico in the international title as well. The St. Louis Rams could be a little closer to returning to Los Angeles after Missouri's legislative budget leader said they opposed spending taxpayer money on a new football stadium. The House Budget Chairman Tom Flanagan sent a letter Wednesday to Governor Jay Nixon warning that he will block any effort to put money in a state budget for payments on a new stadium unless the legislature or voters first approve the additional debt. In MLS, Kevin Doyle headed in the winner in the 79th minute, and the Colorado Rapids beat the Houston Dynamo 2-1 Wednesday. Colorado hasn't lost to Houston since 2009. And finally, the Los Angeles 2024 Olympic plan has stalled amid questions about potential runway costs and the impact on neighborhoods already strangled by traffic and congestion. The city council has been expected to vote on a proposal to give Mayor Eric Garcetti broad authority to execute agreements linked to the bid, but the vote has been pushed back until at least Friday. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere.